Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of Your Transformation Hub and The Mastery Project, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and how to have fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, so let's get into it. This is episode number 7, 5 ways to understand imposter syndrome. Okay, thank you to one of my audience who did a shout out on email for this particular subject. Okay, I'm going to start as I normally do with a bit of a foundational overview. What does imposter syndrome really mean? Well, number one, I think it has the certain characteristics of self-doubt, of someone who potentially is very well qualified or intellectually well qualified for example, a promotion or a different job description or some kind of opportunity in their working life. But they just feel potentially that they're not good enough or that they feel very sort of awkward or inconfident about approaching this particular opportunity. So what's happening here? Well, I'm the first to say that the whole of my work is about choosing to be in your balance, in your heart-mind alignment, choosing to believe that you've always got a way, you've always got alternatives, you're not a victim of your circumstances. But equally, you've got free will, and it's very important to question, but it's also equally important to find your answers and to work with those. So for me, I would say to everyone, if you're experiencing this, there is a very high likelihood that for whatever reason, you're actually in your head and your limited self is trying to put you literally back in the box, in the cube of a limited life. And it wants you to start the anxiety and the worry about the potential change, rather than you go to your heart and get answers about that potential change. Now, I personally don't believe the universe is cruel. I don't believe you would be given an opportunity that you're not capable of fulfilling. I'm not saying it necessarily is easy. I'm not saying it's not necessarily easy. But for me, the universe is neutral. All right, so that energy is there. If you want to use it, great. Co-create with it, great, because it's naturally yours. And how you do that is 100% your free will and choice. Now, I know a lot of people will shout out immediately, look at our world, it's at war, there's crisis, there's some terribly cruel and dreadful things happening. I understand that, but the actual nature of our universe is loving, neutral, and it isn't what, sadly, our collective humanity chooses to do, which is often a lot of conflict and a lot of things that we wouldn't be particularly proud of. So the key for me with imposter syndrome is what you choose and how you manage your energy. And I don't want you to spend a moment of your life being or feeling that you're a victim, not good enough, or in self-doubt about your own abilities. So number one is literally understand that if you are in your head with your inner critic, which is part of that imposter syndrome, saying you're not good enough, then step outside the cube and walk to your heart. All right, just go, dude, I've made other plans. I do not need to get into it. I don't have to have a huge long conversation about why I'm not good enough. I'm going to go and find some answers. Yes, I'm flagging, you know, this whole thing about walking into the unknown and taking responsibility for my new job or doing this differently. But you're not helping. So I am consciously choosing to walk into my heart and listen to my imagination, innovation, and rebuild my innovation. So the mind with the limited self combination is always going to try and drain you, because the limited self truly doesn't want you to leave, because the limited self's really lonely, all right? Doesn't want to go outside the cube, doesn't want to learn, doesn't want to risk, doesn't want to change anything. So the limited self needs your energy to keep going, all right? So I personally believe that imposter syndrome behind it all is your limited self trying to convince you in your head that you're not good enough. All right, when you have all the resources, because you need to combine the administration and logics of your life, all right, from your head, you need to combine that with the unlimited potential of your heart. So please remember to manage that beautiful and amazing connection you have, and consciously choose to leave that dialogue if it starts happening in your head. Walk into your heart and go, right, I am receiving this beautiful infinite energy, this loving consciousness. So what do I want to create with it? And find your answers. Okay, number two. Now, anyone who's a fan of my podcasts will know that I am big on heart-mind alignment. So I'm not doing the mind down. We need the mind. The mind focuses energy into physical form. It brings us beautiful practical solutions in our daily life. It administrates the physical nature of our life. But we couldn't do it without our hearts. We couldn't do it without that beautiful connection. So when you get imposter syndrome, you can get so stressed and anxious that you're spending way too much time in your head beating yourself up with your limited self, and not enough time in your heart looking at the big opportunity or the change or the transition that you've been offered. So the key with heart-mind alignment is keep that overlap, keep that unity, keep that inclusiveness, and always remember your mind asks the questions and it administrates your life. Your heart is creative HQ. So that connection with the infinite energy, loving consciousness, all that is, whatever you want to call it, that is natural to you and unique to you. So treasure it, all right? See how precious that is, and always let it remind you that you are better than good enough. You are abundance and prosperity if you want to be in your heart and allow that energy to come on in and fuel alternatives and what you want to achieve. Okay, so heart-mind alignment, number two. Number three, with the imposter syndrome, there can also be a bit of a gulp in the throat about responsibility. And the reason is because often bigger job descriptions, bigger roles, an increase in potentiality because of the education that you've undertaken, that's going to give you more and more responsibility. Now, a lot of people think responsibility is something that happens in your head. Well, I just like to flag, again, the head is doing the material aspect, the practicality, the on time, you know, on budget type of situation. But responsibility actually is a heart-centric value and a heart-centric capability. So in simple terms, responsibility is our capacity to respond. All right. So if you are concerned and worried about your own ability, then get back in your heart immediately. Align with that sacred choice to fuel and energize your capacity to be responsible. All right. That's where it starts. Then you rejuvenate all of that beautiful alternatives and imagination connection. And then you can say, cool, I can actually begin to sketch how this is going to happen in the practical. Then you can go back to your mind and go, right, how is this going to overlap? How is this all going to work together? But if you isolate yourself in your mind, starting worrying about, oh God, how am I going to do this? I'm not responsible enough, or I'm not good enough. None of those particular activities are going to help you. Just going to drain your energy. All right. So if you want to be responsible, get in your heart, get in alignment with those beautiful, unending flows of energy that are alternatives waiting to happen. Okay. All right then. Number four. Yes. If we are going to look at any type of expansion, guess what? If it's an authentic change, transformation, or evolution, it's going to be unknown. All right, so my number four is simply to acknowledge within yourself that anything that you are entertaining that is unknown, yeah, it is an authentic change, and there's going to be a degree of uncertainty. Now, a lot of us look at uncertainty as bad, all right? So my key to this is simply to say, guess what? Uncertainty is uncertainty. And I'm going to be doing a whole episode on uncertainty and how to manage it, all right, and risk. Okay, so don't immediately put uncertainty in the too hard basket or the, oh no, it's going to ruin my life or it's going to be a negative influence. Just look at uncertainty as neutral. And also that it's actually something to be celebrated, because if it's uncertain, then it's new energy, it's new opportunities, it's new flow. So it actually is something that is part, just like this podcast, of the making of you. So my number four is accept that change is going to have an unknown component. All right. And if you're in your head, fighting with your limited self or your inner critic, then you're actually lowering the energy, lowering your opportunities, lowering your relationship with neutral, unlimited energy, because you're constantly trying to control it. So that isn't actually going to help you co-create with it. Okay, so when your reality expands, accept that there's always going to be an unknown component, because that's what change is, all right? It won't necessarily remain unknown, but that is how it starts for any authentic change. Okay, number five. So what does happen, I think, with imposter syndrome too, is that it's a very big question about what cycle of life are we in? And it's kind of nudging us in a positive sense to examine where we're at. Now, for me, a lot of people who are going to say, oh, I don't know if I can do it, self-doubt, not good enough type of commentary, they're also potentially facing the self-honesty conversation within their hearts about the meaning and value and also the cycle of life that they're in. Are they in balance? Are they in a beginning? Do they feel they're in the middle bit? Are they bored to tears, sort of stagnating, wishing things would change? So I think what imposter syndrome challenges people to do is to say, hey, am I actually in the right cycle with myself? Am I in balance with myself? And actually, is this move going to bring greater meaning, greater purpose, and greater value to my life? So those are all potentially very healthy questions to ask. And you know what I'm going to say. If you want the answers, you need to go into your heart to achieve that. So it's, again, not to go dashing into your head trying to, oh, how am I going to manage the hours? And who's going to look after the baby? And, you know, who's going to come home from work and cook? Or, you know, any of those things are actually irrelevant. It's about first and foremost going into your heart center and saying, does this opportunity resonate with me? Is it in alignment with who I want to become? And I think for all of us, as the intangibles in our life become more and more important, the fulfillment, I'm not suggesting we all require money, and prosperity and physical means are still very, very important, but as we move forward, the meaning and purpose in our daily lives is also going to be very high, very up there at the top of the list of what we want to achieve, particularly feeling that we're contributing, we're making our difference, and we're in purpose. So number five, yes, the imposter syndrome actually can represent an authentic crossroads, but again, make sure you're choosing wisely how you handle that. So you don't go dashing into your head worrying about everything. You go straight into your heart saying, hey, how can this change my life? And am I in alignment with that? Okay, is that going to work for me? So asking the bigger self-honesty questions. Okay, well, that'll do it. It's been my great pleasure today. Episode 7, The 5 Ways to Understand Imposter Syndrome. And if you want more of this content, please visit yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. There's lots of beautiful resources there to help you shift your perceptions. There's a lot of beautiful inner journeys and also, of course, excellent bespoke retreats. Thank you very much.